Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good afternoon, I'm Michael Lauer, and we're back live here in the beautiful America Smart for Eventorac 2014. And here with me at the booth, I have Miss Jenny from the Chattanooga Visitors Center. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Michael?
Good. It's actually Visitors and...
Convention and Visitors Bureau.
That's right.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about what you're doing there for Chattanooga.
I have been with our Bureau about 35 years, and I have the blessing of being able to sell the city for conventions, trade shows, conferences, meetings, just so people can come and enjoy our beautiful city.
Now, I've been to Chattanooga, and I've got to say it's quite charming. I'm very infatuated with it. But what keeps you there for 35 years? That's a big number to be with one company.
I know. And it's because the city is so fabulous. My girls have grown up there. My grandkids are growing up there. The city has a lot to offer culturally, scenically. We have great facilities. But it's just friendly, and it's a great place to call home.
So... your mission here at Eventorac, I would assume, is to get meeting planners to schedule events in Chattanooga?
That is exactly right. We want meetings of all kinds, whether they're faith-based, corporate, association, medical, you name it.
As long as the check clears.
Exactly. Their money is as green as anybody else's.
That's right. So typically, what kind of events do you usually host? What size? What kind of facilities do you have?
Well, there's a lot of options in Chattanooga. Our Bureau wants to help any meeting that's coming to Chattanooga. We'll work with groups that use 10 rooms on peak night all the way up to several thousand. So our convention center can accommodate up to 8,500, and our arena...
That's a pretty
big
number.
Exactly. And our arena can accommodate up to 11,000. We've got 10,000 hotel rooms in the city. So we want the business. We can handle a bunch of different meetings.
Now, you seem like a really nice lady.
Oh, thank you.
And I would go even further to say that when a meeting planner calls you, you help them find the right places to maybe get hotels, find some cool places to go when the meeting's over, and you kind of give them a one-stop shop, right?
That's exactly right. We can do a lot of the legwork for meeting planners. We can send out their proposals to the hotels or their RFPs. We can coordinate that, bring them in, do a site visit where we show them the facilities, show them the attractions, and once they select Chattanooga, then we bring on board a convention services manager, so you hit the nail on the head when you said one-stop shopping.
So what do you think is the biggest draw for people? Like if you only have 5 seconds to tell somebody what's best about your elevator pitch and about what's best about Chattanooga, well, what's the hook? What's the biggest thing that meeting planners are going to be like, okay, I have to look at this?
Oh, 5 seconds. That's going to be tough.
We'll give you 10.
Okay. facilities are excellent. The costs are reasonable. And it's a beautiful, friendly city.
Well, I can speak to that. It's very friendly. The people there are great. So tell me a little bit more about how you handle events like Eventorac. What do you do to get their attention here?
Basically, we've got an attractive backdrop in our booth. We have our smiles on all the time. We have
Chattanooga charm.
Right. We have information to hand out. And it's just finding out what those planners need and if we can meet those needs. And you click, not with every meeting planner's needs, but you click with a lot of them. And we start that process of communicating with them.
What do you find are some common needs that meeting planners have?
They all want reasonable cost for their attendees. They all want an attitude of like they're welcome in the city. They want to be able to produce a productive and memorable event.
Well, that sounds, so those are the main common ones. What are some outlying ones that you think that Chattanooga may satisfy that others don't?
Again, I think our reasonable cost. We have a lot of offerings, such as Atlanta has is an amazing convention city. We have a lot of cultural activities, but we don't have, let's say, maybe some of the traffic and some of the high cost.
That's a huge draw for me. I'll come down there just not drive around in traffic. I swear I must spend 10 hours at least of my life a week in traffic.
But there's a lot going on in this town, and it's a great market for us to come and do sales calls, host luncheons, try to get some new contacts. Atlanta's really got it going on, and we're just a neighbor to you, just 2 hours away.
It's not that far.
Uh-uh. It's an easy drive.
So what are some other events that you might attend to try and meet some meeting planners?
We do a lot of trade shows. We have a number of sales managers at our bureau, and we do everything from Religious Conference Management Association to the Collins and Media trade shows. There's four of those. I'm going next week to Rapid City, South Dakota, for Christian Meetings and Conventions Association.
That's not exactly around the corner, is it?
No, that's going to be a little bit of a long flight, but I'm looking forward to it.
So have you been out that way before?
This will be my first trip to Rapid City, but we all go coast to coast promoting Chattanooga, and we meet some wonderful people and some wonderful planners. And a lot of people know about Chattanooga, but just as many don't, and that's why we go there.
So I want to hear about the coolest event you've seen happen in Chattanooga.
Ooh.
The one that stands out to you. Maybe there's a couple, but the one that you can think of that just, you're like, you know what, that embodies Chattanooga.
I think one of the most fascinating, it doesn't happen to be my account, but it's called Athletic Championship. We have 10,000 plus cheerleaders in our convention center competing and having meetings. And it is a perfect time to see the excitement and how hospitable Chattanooga is with these cheerleaders and their parents and siblings running around, talking about a lot of spirit that's going on in Chattanooga during that time.
Well, where can people go to learn more about Chattanooga and get in contact with you?
We have two great websites, ChattanoogaFun.com and ChattanoogaMeetings.com.
With an S?
Yes. And either one of those, if you want to be a tourist in Chattanooga, ChattanoogaFun.com is great. If you're a meeting planner and want to know more about our capability and capacity, then ChattanoogaMeetings.com is great. You'll see a listing there of the staff. Of course, I'm listed, and you can contact me that way.
Well, it's great having you over here, Jenny.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of EventEract.
Thanks again.
All right. We'll be back in a few, live from EventEract 2014.